On the show today, we have Web Strategy's very own Chris Leone and Emily Niedermeyer talking about online advertising do's and don'ts. We went through various scenarios on what platforms are best for what strategy and even pitfalls to avoid. We covered it all in this episode, so check it out. Pitfalls to avoid. So Chris, what are bad yet common measures of advertising success? What do you see out there for, or what is your experiences have been?
Yeah, the most common that we've seen by far is an over-reliance on vanity metrics. So impressions, clicks, page views, time on site. These are easy to get. They're easy to report, but they don't mean a lot. Right. And so we have to get past this culture of taking very high level metrics that you can't take action upon. And worst of all, trying to judge or claim success off of those types of vanity metrics. Mm-hmm. We've got to get away from that. Right.
Okay.
So when it comes to tracking, what we do want to see first, this is something every credit union out there should be able to do, is at least track that someone began a loan application from your website, mm-hmm. assuming that you have like an LOS that you link to from your website, right? Which most credit unions do. Right. Yeah. You want to track that click.
Okay.
Because in Google Analytics, for example, you'll be able to put side by side. You say, we got this many clicks from Google or this many clicks from Facebook. And here's how many of those clicks on the ads resulted in somebody beginning a loan application.
Okay.
Right? So that at least tells you that this traffic is doing something,
mm-hmm.
right? Something that you want them to do, right? Now, if you can do that, the next thing you want to be able to do is track that somebody completed a loan application. And this is where it gets tricky, and not every LOS allows it. And it's why we are, you know, out there preaching the message of get tracking on your LOS. Mm-hmm. And we want LOSs to step up and allow that. And we have a huge running list in our agency of all the LOSs that allow this and which versions do and which don't, because there's a lot out there. But this is what we want to be able to track, because it tells us not just somebody started an application, but they actually completed it. And look, when you're dealing with maybe an 80% drop-off rate on an LOS, which we see happen, mm-hmm. you can't just say we got 100 people to start an application and think that's great. It may result in only 20 completed loan applications.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, if you've gotten that, the holy grail here and what we ultimately want to achieve is funded loan tracking, which is not just an application was completed, but it was funded, and we can tie it back to the marketing campaign that generated that visitor in the first place.
Now you're talking.
Okay? Right. Now we're talking, right? This is where we could do true ROI tracking. And now to do this, you've got to have your website, your LOS, your core, your marketing CRM, like a HubSpot or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Sharing data with each other. Mm-hmm. We have some credit union partners that have been able to do this. We've been able to work with them to make it work, or they're doing stuff internally to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm telling you, this is what all the sophisticated technology first competitors are able to do. This is so common outside of the credit union world to be able to track all the way through to deal.
Yep.
The fact that it's still so opaque in the credit union world is really concerning to me, because it's a place where credit unions can really be disrupted by other players.
Yeah.
And just finally, the thing I want to keep in mind here, everybody keep in mind, is that spending ad money is really freaking easy to do. It's not hard to go out there and say, let's put like 10 grand, 100 grand on these platforms. Like, they will take your money in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
They really will, right? So, and the other thing is, for a variety of reasons, we could do a whole show on this, that advertising has become less and less effective online. It's a combination of factors. It has to do with how what the incentives of the platforms are. You know, Google and Facebook want to make money. They want to incentivize you to spend more money, but it's really hard to track the results of this unless you're willing to do the hard things.
Yeah, you're right.
But again, they will continue to take their money. More people coming into digital. We talked about this in the budget episode last time, right?
Yep.
70% of marketing budgets going towards digital. It's basic supply and demand, right? There's more demand. There's more people putting money in. It's going to drive the cost up. It means your CPMs, your CPCs, your cost per acquisitions are going to go up as well. So you have to get smarter about how you're spending your money. The burden is on the marketers to do that and to justify the value with real metrics. We have to get to that point. Otherwise, the effectiveness and the ROI of our campaigns will get progressively worse year after year. I truly believe that. And there's a reckoning that has to happen around
it. Yeah, and that's just throwing away money for sure. You got to do your research big time in this area. All right, Emily, last one. I'm coming to you for pitfalls to avoid. What are some common mistakes credit unions should stop doing with their online advertising? A nice segue from Chris's response.
Yeah, which is great. We inherit accounts when we onboard new clients. So I get a kind of a firsthand look at, maybe what wasn't working in the past and then, can kind of adjust it to make it work for our clients. And I know that we keep talking about this a lot, but it is such an important point that just minimize what you're spending on your branded keywords or do it very intentionally. Mm-hmm. Again, these are the visitors that you probably would have gotten anyway. And the incremental gains just won't be there on your own brand name. We've talked to credit unions who think that their Google campaigns are going great. They're generating a ton of applications. And then, they're like, but membership isn't up. I don't understand. Like, well, you're spending money on people you already know. There are other ways to do that. Spend your money on people who don't know you yet or don't know you well yet. If you're running Google search ads, know what non-branded keywords you're spending your money on and how they're performing. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times I go into an account and I see that there are, they've been bidding on searches related to bad credit or those rates and those calculators for people who are researching or maybe not qualified. You can pre-qualify people and prevent them from clicking on your ad and spending that money by adding what we call negative keywords. Mm-hmm. And again, not trying to get too into the weeds on it, but just audit your keywords and audit your search queries and make sure everybody is as relevant as you can possibly get them. Don't operate under your old assumptions. Again, we're always testing, we're always experimenting. So consider doing that. What other audiences can you try? What other keywords can you try? And how does that impact, those KPIs?
Gotcha.
What happens when you change how much you're spending on one platform? Maybe, consider taking a look at how much you're spending on social media and shifting that into Google search, where you're more likely to see that those really heavy, direct, really high intent searches, mm-hmm. Where people are going to be more likely to convert right away through those last click direct response channels, as Chris was talking about. And if you are using an outside agency, request access to your Google Ads accounts and make sure that you can keep them when or if you leave. The history in these accounts is so powerful and so helpful to anybody who's going to be taking over. They can take a look again at what wasn't working and try to fix it into what can work for you for the future. Mm-hmm. And generally, we've seen accounts with that history in them perform a lot better than creating a brand new account from scratch. So ask your agency, hey, can I have access? And is this something that I get to keep if and when the relationship ends?
Yeah, seems totally natural. I'm stuck on keywords. Emily, you kind of piqued my interest here. How do you know, this is probably the most basic question of them all, but how do you know what keywords, what are the right keywords or what are the wrong keywords to use? We could probably dedicate a whole show to that as well. But real quickly, is there any advice that you can give folks out there? Because I think, we're just kind of randomly, put in credit union, put in loan, put in financial services, mm-hmm. That type of, what's a good keyword as opposed to a bad keyword?
That's exactly what we see. That's kind of the amateur mistake. Is just,
you're just pulling stuff out of the air.
And that's where you really get into trouble. Really, there's like an exponential error that occurs when you put in too many things because you're competing against way too many and it's not relevant and it's not likely to convert. But Emily, I'll let you take it away. I just thought that was a perfect example of how we see a lot of these campaigns set up.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we could talk. I could talk for hours on the right approach and the right setup and the right organization of your accounts, because there is so much that goes into it that aside from just the keywords that you're choosing, it's how you group them together and what ads they trigger. But I think keeping your keywords as relevant as possible to your product is probably the most important takeaway. Google is designed to give users the best possible experience and to answer their question, to answer mm-hmm. their query. Mm-hmm. So if you as an advertiser are giving them an answer to their question and giving them a good experience, on the search engine, Google is going to reward you for that.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
So you're going to be rewarded with lower cost per click, maybe a higher position, because your keywords and your ads are as relevant as possible to the question that that person is looking for. And if it's relevant to them, they're going to click on it, or they're way more likely to click on it. You bring them to their landing page. And then if you have a good landing page experience, a good LOS experience, they're going to be more likely to convert. So keep them relevant, keep them tight. Try to avoid, really, again, think through at what point in the funnel you want to reach them. Avoid those people who are just researching, or avoid people who aren't relevant, like those bad credit searches that I was mentioning, and just focus on the people who are ideal.
Yep, indeed, indeed. I'm always thinking it's a kind of a process of elimination. But again, like you guys say, it takes a lot of experimentation, a lot of testing, a lot of research, and then once and then you can refine it and fine tune it, and then you got the recipe for success for sure. So, all right, well, this is such education. Chris, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, if you can narrow it down to one word, it's intent. Focus on user intent. Mm-hmm. And so when you were rattling off all those keywords in the beginning, credit union, bank, financial institution, rates, think about the intent behind every one of those. And the fact that there could be a lot of different intents when you search rates, when you search banks, who knows what they're actually looking for. And so when the intent might include 10 possibilities and you're only one of those, now there's nine out of 10 times that you're showing up, it's not even relevant to what they're looking for. So right there, your chance of success is maxed out at 10%.
Yep.
Now you've got to go up against everybody else who matches your intent, every one of your competitors. Mm-hmm. Now you've got that pool to compete with. And so that's why in a perfect world, your campaign and their keywords are filled only with the highest intent keywords, where when you look at that keyword, you think the only thing this person is looking for is they want to fill an application right now. They want a loan right now. Mm-hmm. And they want a loan, maybe even better, from a credit union.
Yeah.
So you know that there's just absolutely no doubt that you're exactly what they're looking for. When you can match intent with relevance to what you offer, that's your best chance for success. And right. Nothing else comes close.
So that's putting your mind in the mind of the member. So basically, right? So you're trying to imagine what they're thinking in this scenario or this process. So good stuff.
Right.
All righty, guys. Well, thank you so much. This has been quite the education. Again, selfishly, I love this type of stuff. So I'm like soaking it in like a sponge. So thank you for that. And I usually ask at the very end of the interview, anything else to add to wrap up? Emily, I'll let you go first. Anything else that we didn't cover, or anything else that you want to say to wrap up
here? No, I think we hit on everything that I had.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Chris, any final words? Any final thoughts of wisdom here?
Yeah, challenge your assumptions here. Don't assume that what you've done is always what you need to do, particularly if you cannot measure it today. If you think it works, and that's why you continue to put thousands, tens of thousands of dollars behind it, have some courage to say, we're going to try to not do this for a while.
Yeah.
Save that money, reallocate that money, and see what happens. There's some wonderful case studies out there of companies like Airbnb and eBay cutting off all of their awareness channels and not seeing any impact on their lead generation.
Really? Wow.
Try your own version of that experiment.
Yeah.
See what happens. You could discover something that saves you a lot of money and creates new opportunities in new areas that you never considered. So challenge those beliefs, those long-held beliefs, and see what kind of magic you can make in 22.
Yeah, completely. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. I'm sure you have lots on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from it, but we appreciate your time. And again, quite the education, and your jobs must be so much fun every day just living in this little scientific testing world and seeing what works and what doesn't. So we appreciate the time as always. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You
Thank
are
you. Welcome.